Episode 41. Temper Tantrum. Victoria set out on Friday afternoon for Bybury. The traffic heading west was heavier than she'd anticipated, and she was annoyed with herself for not leaving London earlier. She sighed with relief when she reached the Bybury turnoff, and felt even better when she arrived at the entrance to her grandmother's estate. Perking up at the sight of the familiar trees lining the long driveway, she glided to a halt in a shady spot near the imposing facade of the house. As always, Patricia had opened the front door before Victoria had even managed to get out of her car. The elderly housekeeper stood waiting with a smile as Victoria collected her weekend suitcase from the boot of the car, then hurried to give Patricia a warm hug and a kiss on the cheek.
"How was your journey?"
Patricia asked her, as they entered the hallway. The motorway was jammed with people escaping to their second homes for the weekend, so the journey took me much longer than I had hoped, Victoria complained. Patricia gave her a sideways glance.
"Really? That's awful."
Victoria laughed.
"Oh, all right. I suppose I don't have the right to moan, but I do wish they wouldn't all choose Friday afternoon for their mass exit."
"Well, you're here now. Do you want to see your grandmother straight away, or freshen up first after your drive?"
"I think I'll freshen up quickly first. Even though the car's aircon is great, I still feel unpleasantly sticky. Please tell Grandma I'm here and that I'll be ready for a G&T when I come down. I won't be more than a few minutes."
When she entered the drawing room a few minutes later, she found Lady Isabel in her favourite chair, two freshly mixed G&Ts sitting on the occasional table beside her. Victoria bent down to hug her grandmother and kiss her cheeks.
"You look amazing," she told her grandmother. "What a difference just a few weeks make."
"Oh, well, Patricia has made sure of it," Lady Isabel said, smiling.
"At least you don't have to complain about the rules anymore," Victoria remarked, recalling her grandmother's annoyance at Patricia's strict regimen, which had included no alcohol.
Lady Isabel lifted a drink.
"Not now I'm allowed to have my pre-prandial G&T. Gin, gin, darling. It's lovely to have you home."